We're going to be talking in terms of not just jokes, but in many other ways about content and the original content that is created in our Trendspotting Thursdays with Ryan McFadden.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilwe Maloto on Breakfast.
Welcome back, Ryan. How are you this morning?
So well, thanks, Refilwe. How are you?
Good. Feeling very strong. Ryan, of course, for those of you who have been under a rock, is a trend spotting expert. He's the co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard. And today we're going to be discussing the rise of the economy of original content creation, which I absolutely, this is a topic I've spoken about a lot. Well, I love it, but go on, you tell us.
Yeah, it's been so interesting. I think it's more sort of topical at the moment as well, with everyone with staying at home with COVID and being able to binge watch a lot of their shows. But what we've really started to see is original content coming to the fore. So we obviously all know Netflix. Mm. We know that Apple TV debuted in November 2019. Mm-hmm. 12 days later, Disney Plus hit screens, and we've just got a multitude of choice coming out. I mean, we've got NBC's Universal streaming service, Peacock, which is supposed to be launching this month. Yeah, which will be really interesting. My personal favorite, because I'm a huge fan of HBO, the mm-hmm. sort of content they produce. Also looking to launch towards the end of May.
Wow.
Yeah, they've also signed production deals with Reese Witherspoon and Greg Berlanti, so that's going to be really interesting to see what comes out of that studio to see what comes under the streaming content platforms.
That's exciting. It has cost implications for most of us.
Absolutely.
Because you can no longer get Netflix and get the content from Disney and HBO and everybody in one place for that $9.99. Now you have to pay for each one of these platforms.
Yeah, I think they're super accessible. I mean, I speak as a high income earner, but sure. You know, $89.99 for Disney Plus. $129 coming through for HBO is what's expected. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see the type of content that comes through that. The thing that I find really interesting about this is how brands are actually starting to tap into this original content stream. So examples, September 2019, Procter & Gamble premiered Activate, which is a six-part documentary that they developed in partnership with National Geographic. In October last year, dating app Tinder released Swipe Night, which is a new way to connect on the app in terms of content, and it's a dating show.
It's a dating show. I was like, what is this? Tinder show. After dark?
Cool. So it's a dating show. Basically, if you remember when we were growing up, you kind of had three people sitting behind a screen, and you'd ask them a couple of questions. Similar kind of context, but in, you know, the world of Tinder.
Okay. Our own live Love is Blind.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, so we're just under the seats. I mean, MailChimp has jumped on this bandwagon. Airbnb looking to create travel shows which promote Airbnb hosts and various properties around the world. Shopify earlier this year has developed film productions called Shopify Studios, which will develop docuseries. We know about Drive for Survive, which is probably one of the most popular docuseries on Netflix currently, and what it did for Formula One. So it's been really interesting seeing these original content and brands starting to play with it. We, even locally here in South Africa, we've got Old Mutual creating content around Amped Studios, which is all around music and financial education. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you've got current stars talking to older stars, so like Thandiswa Maswai talking to Leah Thembuli.
Oh, wow.
Kuli China talking to Sipho Hotstix Mabuza in terms of the lessons that they've learned during their careers. And within that, obviously, talking around the financial lessons that they've learned. And incredible stories. I mean, Leah Thembuli talking around how sitting in a penthouse in New York, you know, feeling on top of the world and not having enough money to buy a McDonald's burger.
Right.
And how she learned to invest over time. And, you know, so very, very interesting stories coming into that space.
And not just, invaluable insight. I'm curious about a number of these things sort of started coming about and gaining a great deal of momentum in 2019.
Correct.
So the world has changed remarkably since then. I think the first time it hit me that, oh no, I'm going to run out of content, is when Netflix started canceling production. And they were like, we have to cancel production of this show because we have to socially distance. And that was long before even the US was paying attention to shutting things down. That was maybe a month ago. It sounds as though this kind of content that you're highlighting, which is kind of reality content where, Letambulu and Thandiswa Mazaik, for example, can talk. I'm seeing on Apple TV Plus, Oprah has got her COVID-19 Oprah Talks, where she has Skype calls or let's say video conference calls with people and is basically able to recreate a talk show that way. Those might be a little bit the ones that run ahead as opposed to the ones that require a huge production team with cameramen and location and stuff for a while, right?
Correct. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that because a lot of the time whenever we talk around original content, smaller businesses, medium enterprise businesses go, we just can't afford to produce that.
Right.
And what we're seeing within COVID is exactly as you're saying. I mean, you've got Oprah producing a show, which is live streaming from house. You're obviously seeing musicians around the world, Chris Martin, John Legend,
right,
is live streaming from their homes. You really need to see South African musicians starting to live stream from their homes and they're utilizing it as in replacement of gigging. So they're utilizing an interesting, I mentioned it last week, the Busker code, which actually allows you to put a SnapScan type QR code in your feed for people to actually be able to watch the show and donate for the pleasure of watching content. We're seeing Rob Van Vieren utilizing it, etc. But we're starting to see people being a lot more creative in their homes with live streaming and a lot more people looking for it. I mean, on Tuesday evening, Trevor Noah and Casper
Nyovest, yes.
Yeah, played their FIFA 2020 game, which they live streamed across the internet. So we're definitely seeing that. I can't remember the actual actor. He played Jack Reacher in the Jack Reacher series. I mean, he's married to Emily Blunt.
Yes. He and Steve Carell reunited to talk about their favorites from The Office.
Yes, correct. So they're starting to produce original content, which they're streaming from their homes in terms of providing positive news.
Right.
So we're really starting to see this original content trend shift within the world of COVID and really starting to add value to people's lives and people consuming it because of the fact that it's just entertaining. Suzelle, I'm dying to see what Suzelle starts to do in terms of this world because she's the original content creator in South Africa and she's done unbelievably well.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see what she comes up with.
Brilliant stuff. So I think what we definitely can take away from this, entertainers who are listening at home, there is a way for you to continue to entertain. There's the beauty of the democratization of social media gives you access to an audience that is apparently very captive at this particular time.
Absolutely.
Ryan McFadden, always love your ideas, and I love the positive spin on everything. Co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard, giving us our perspective on how we can improve the watching content and how it is being improved, actually, out there in the coming years.